Hello, everyone. My name is Imogen Manders, and I am a senior at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. I am majoring in psychology and sociology with a minor in African American studies. The title of my research is Black Male Youth and the Constant Impact of Oppression. I chose this topic due to a course that I had with Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. entitled The Black Male in the U.S. I enjoyed what I had time to learn in the course. However, I wanted to explore further, and I wanted to blend my interest in sociology with Black male youth and oppression, so I decided to delve a little deeper. I decided to look at two overarching themes, one being birth rate and the second being medical skepticism and maltreatment. When it comes to birth rate, I focus on economic stress as a critical factor, especially through the lens of the Trivers-Willard hypothesis. I also looked at the differences in maternal death rates and infant mortality rates for Black families when compared to white families. And I also looked at sickle cell anemia when relating to birth rate, as sickle cell anemia predominantly impacts the Black community. After birth rate, I move into medical skepticism and maltreatment. I focus on the founding of the field of gynecology and move on into the Tuskegee syphilis study that began in 1932. I then look at sickle cell anemia once again, as it has excellent depictions of barriers for the Black community when seeking medical treatment. I also look at textbooks and how the medical community may be offering justification for people's racist biases and beliefs through the educational material they are using. Finally, I examine a study that occurred in 2022 that shows potential implications that the medical community could implement when teaching students to better educate students and eliminate the miseducation that is occurring. Finally, I tie everything into the common factor that is institutional racism. Thank you.